Okay. I'm going to talk about using the wiki, and it's not going to be a how to use the editor. I just want to show you how some of our past programs have used it to their advantage. The wiki's just another means of communicating among the participants. Really, all it is an electronic bulletin board, but it's very helpful to as a resource. Ah, that's why. So let me just go through a few things here, and please interrupt if you have questions or comments. I just want to show you ways in which it can be useful. Okay, so what is it? Where is it? You won't have to write down any URLs or anything. As long as your program's in session, there'll be this link over here. Right now, there's also a link here, but these images rotate out. So if you go to your home page, you'll see on the right column a number of links, which are pretty self-explanatory, including one to your wiki. The platform is called WikiSpaces, let me just get this. Okay. This is your homepage, and one of the most, and I've put on here some of the common pages that most programs find useful. You can add pages as you wish. The default setting is that anyone can view these. You don't have to be a member, but to edit pages or add pages, you need to be a member of the wiki space, and we'll be sending you haven't done it yet, right?
What's
that?
No,
we'll send invitations around later today, inviting you to join.
Well, I need a full list of emails. I need the full list of emails.
I thought I attached it to the message. I forgot. Didn't I send you a message? Well, we'll come back to it. I've prepared it. Maybe I forgot to send it. Who knows? We'll figure it out. This page, talks and discussions, which is thin now because we're not organized, is a primary source of information about the schedule. In fact, the KITP calendar, which appears in print form weekly and daily on the bottom of the home page, that calendar is taken from these pages on each program's wiki. So one of the things that wiki can help with is cutting down on the amount of emails that get circulated, and this is one way our staff does it. The coordinators don't have to send a message every time they make a change. The staff knows to look. In fact, every page has a notify link, which allows you to get, or our staff, to be notified of any changes that occur on the page. And you can get an email, which, you know, will show something stricken out in red, something new in green. It just takes a second to glance at it if you want to be notified. And every page has this property. Or if you use a reader, do you know what a reader? How many people use a reader? One. You know, that's when we started this about 6 years ago, nobody had used a wiki before. So things change with time. Well, a reader is nothing but a set of rules. It's like a rule in your email. which says every time you get a message from this particular source, don't put it in my inbox, put it in this mailbox. And that keeps down your mail, your quantity in your inbox, and it isn't blaring at you, so you can just go look at it when you're interested. And you can set up this to point to a reader, like Google Reader, for example, and you can show people how to use it if they have any questions. Okay. As time goes on, of course, this will fill out. Now, another useful page. Oops. The only organizer who's put his thing up here is the one that's not here. Mark will be here in a few weeks, but this is a useful page because it's sort of like going around the room and saying what your research interests are. You can post here not only your affiliation, but you know, just a sentence or two about what interests you, maybe a link if you have a research page associated with it, and other people can look at this and say, oh, I didn't know he was working on that or she was working on that, so, and you know, look you up. So your first assignment after you join is to add your name here, and it'll form a table of contents that will look sort of like this. So you can quickly find a name over here if you follow the brief instructions. You can illustrate it if you want. This particular program had some ecologists who were studying wildfires, and sure enough, we had a wildfire right before the program. So they went on a field trip out into the Los Padres National Forest, and here they had cut down some of the trees that burned, and this guy's telling the whole history of the forest. So that's one useful page. Another, we have a page of useful information, and I'll talk about a couple of these. You have this mailing list. This goes to all the people who are here and who are expected to come next week. And you're automatically, it's a rotating set of mails provided by our computing staff. And you should be on here. Now, what sometimes happens is that the email that we have on record won't be the one that you're using at the moment. And so if for some reason you're not getting these, and your friends will tell you, or you'll find out, you can just add yourself. You don't have to bother anybody about it by sending a message to here. Or if you're tired of getting notices after you've left, you can take yourself off. Okay, so that's one thing. Here's a link to the weekly calendar. I'll go through the menu here in a minute. There are certain events that are sort of routine. So, for example, every day except Tuesdays, when there's a physics department colloquium, the physics department is about a 5-minute walk west of here, and we don't compete with the physics department colloquium, and we don't serve coffee and cookies. You can get them over at the physics department on Tuesdays. Sometimes on Mondays we have a wine and cheese social. I think we're having it next Monday. In which case there may not be cookies that Monday. Anyway, these are some of the regular events. The KITP colloquium occasionally occurs. The guy who was running it had bypass surgery, so it's been dormant for a little while. But it'll get back up. There's what Kevin mentioned, there's computing help available by sending an email to this address or by calling, that's not the right, oh, calling 7340, right. And people at the help desk will come help you. There are a number of links here. And then there are some other resources which people often don't know about, a lot about. But actually, we've set up a remote teaching facility, which can also be used for video conferencing. But this is equipped to allow people to give talks to a class and perhaps stay here a week or two longer than they might have otherwise. In fact, we've even had people teach an entire quarter here, if their university will allow it. And if you want to use this in that way, it's a very good idea to set it up ahead of time. And Kevin Barron is the guy to see.
Let me just use it. A few words about that. Basically, this is a room that's up by the computing room where you get your printout if you're on the upstairs. And a couple things about it, just briefly, is it's a H323 setup, so it can interface with any video conferencing system around the world. We can also use Skype if you prefer to do that, but it's best to check that out ahead of time. And the booking of the room is becoming a bit contentious because people, for some reason, like that room. I don't know, it's very tiny. I don't particularly like it because it's so small, but for whatever reason, it gets people just jump in there. So we're going to have to come up with a better booking scheme. And right now, it's booked by putting a notice on the door, on the wall. But we're going to need to be a little bit more formal about it. So I know Chris is using it, and as for the program coordinators, it's for people who say they can't come because they have teaching needs. This is a good, that's a good thing to mention to them that we have had people use it in that capacity. Also for just informal sessions, for if you have a group or that you need to coordinate with, or a committee meeting or whatever. So it's available, and just come and talk to me and or send me an email, or just send an email to help@KITP, and we'll set it up for you.
So here at the bottom, I've highlighted Kevin, how to reach Kevin. Okay. People often ask about acknowledge if they write up some work while they're here. They want to know about acknowledging KITP. There's some maps, and there's a secret shower upstairs. I call it secret because there's no sign on the door that identifies it. That's because we'd have people coming from the beach using our facilities all the time. Participants, however, are welcome to use it first come, first serve. So if you like to go running at noon, or if you're biking in and you get all sweaty and you want to take a shower, there's a place here you can do it. And then there's many, many more. There's a lot more information on various pages on the website. If I go over here for a minute to the menu, down here we've put up some links to frequently used pages, which are also some of them on, as I showed you, on the home page. These duplicate some of the links here, like the link to your program page, the weekly schedule page, and so forth. But they're all gathered here in one place. And among other things, something that came up earlier today was who's coming and when. So if you click on that, you'll get an alphabetical listing of all the confirmed participants. And it can be sorted by arrival or departure date, so you can see exactly who's supposed to be here, usually they're here, and who's arriving soon or later. So that's a handy resource for that. If you can avoid embarrassment about associating a name with a face by going to the photos page, where you can get that association. And then there's a link to talks as well. So, okay, moving on. There's also a social activities page. This is a sample. This is another example of how a bulletin board is easier than email. That's something we didn't do, but we can talk about it. Usually programs fix one night a week where people arrange to go out to dinner together. It's optional, of course, but it's nice to know which night to keep, you want to keep free or something like that. If you didn't get it, this is the first Thursday of the month. There was an email that went around a day or two ago, yesterday, I think. Downtown, on the first Thursday of each month, they keep a lot of galleries stay open late. Some of them offer you refreshments. So it's a nice time to go downtown and wander around on this Thursday evening. And maybe after that you'll be full or you'll want to go out to dinner. But in any case, generically, what you can do is simply post a restaurant together with a link to it or to a map and just say, please sign up. And indicate whether you need a ride or can take other people. And if you're going downtown and you don't have enough cars, there's an express bus that goes to the downtown bus terminal in 20 minutes that stops right out here at the circle, at the east entrance. And there's other things going on. If you like to go hiking, and a lot of physics gets done, really, when people are hiking. In any case, it's a way of joining, so you could say, I'm going to go for a hike on Saturday. Here's a link to a page which has a bunch of resources about hiking, about where to go and where to find information and that sort of thing. Or if you're looking for a tennis partner, or if you want somebody, a group to go for bike rides or whatever interests you, you can just post something here and have people sign up or pop into the office if you put a link or your name and office number. So this is just a sample page which will soon be converted into real events, I hope. Finally, there's a page now empty where people post reference material, review articles or things that are just come out and they want other people to know about and that sort of thing. Or you can create your own page on a particular topic. I'll show you now some of the other programs. For instance, this program in astrophysics had lots of focus groups organized on various subtopics. They tended to be very mission oriented in various ways. In fact, there's still one continuing to use the wiki long after the program has ended, as discussing this cluster standards is a question. How do you define a galaxy cluster? Not trivial. Okay, so that's your, if you organize discussion groups on DNA and so forth, you can list some of them here, and there are No, that one's not very well referenced. Let me try another one. Yeah, sometimes people post notes on the discussion. It's good if somebody knows ahead of time that they want to do this, but this is another way where you can kind of, even if you're only here for a short time, you can kind of follow along what's going on in the program if people use the wiki. And in fact, every page also has a discussion. Oh, that's here. Discussion. They changed the menu on me. It's not widely used, but if you want to exchange messages about the content of that page, you can do that within the wiki on discussions. So that's one way programs have used this. What else? Another one is the results of your brainstorming can be posted for everybody to see, refer to, add to, comment on, and so forth. This was a turbulence program that we had. What else? This one. Yeah, I put this here for a reason, but I don't remember. Okay. And this one has various information about this one. They had a kind of, this particular program, because of the density of ecologists, had a separate short program that was sponsored jointly with the national, something called NCES, National Center for Ecological Analysis and Synthesis, which is downtown in Santa Barbara. And unfortunately, there's not enough communication between us. This program really promoted that. And in fact, there's a review article on fires, wildfires in Science magazine, listing many of the participants in this program. You know, you see all these estimates about carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and so forth. It might surprise you to know that nobody's taken into account wildfires. And that could be, nobody quite knows how much that contributes. At least they didn't at the time, and I still think they don't very much. So Wiki is just a communications resource and place where you can share information, where it lasts. In fact, quite a few people have told me that they went home, when they got home, they set one of these up for their own group, because when they get a new graduate student or a new postdoc joining the group, they can just point here to relevant information. It can be made private so that nobody can see it except members that you agreed to. This particular platform is free for higher education. And it's kept extremely simple. The editor is just like Word or any word processing program. That's what you see is what you get. It is primarily, one reason they keep it very simple and menu driven is that the primary users of this platform are teachers and students from kindergarten to 12th grade. So it's menu driven. There is, I have a practice page linked down here. So if you're afraid you'll screw everything up, you can come over to this wiki that I set up, which I call test, 1-2-3 test, where you can try various things out or see examples of how people post images of various sorts, or how You can use the editor to look at that. Actually, though the editor is extremely simple, it's also very sophisticated. Among the languages it can interpret is LaTeX. So there's no problem in presenting equations here. And it can also interpret a lot of other languages. So this is a very nice platform. I encourage you to take advantage of it as an enhancement to your program. And that's about it. Any questions? So you'll get an invitation later today, and if you don't, you can just come on here and it'll say, you're not a member, and then you can join. Okay?
I just sent out the invitations.
So you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right, very good.
So yeah, don't
you should get one shortly, and if you don't find one, just join up. Okay. Anything
thank
else?
You very much.
You want to pick a night to go out to dinner, at least this week or next week?
What's your preferred night? Well, it'll be Thursday, kind of, because that's the special first thing about him.
Yeah,
it might be less fun. Isn't that Friday? But I don't know.
Friday is usually not so good. Because
yeah.
A lot of people
yeah, weekdays are about, you know,
leave.
Wednesday.
This Thursday is a nice time to go downtown, as I mentioned, but that's just the first week each month.
So Wednesday, I think?
Wednesday sounds good.
And any complaints about Wednesday? Any dietary issues? Or should we pick a place? Or should we? That's
yeah, you can put it. You can put it up. Some local person like Paul who knows restaurants.
Yeah. And what do we want? You know, what radiation? And, I mean, they're very down to earth places. That are very fancy places. Obviously, we probably want something in the middle.
Just make a suggestion and make the wiki magic
work. Okay, let's see.
Maybe make a suggestion on the wiki.
Oh, well, yeah, you want to do it that way?
Yes.
Ah, okay,
that's
I see.
What Marcus
ah, even better, okay.
Paul won't want to do this every week, so.
No.
So, he'll need others who can help organize this.
Well, I'm sure it's enough of an incentive for us to Google restaurants and send them
on. Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes, I mean, there'll be, I didn't hear anybody, they're usually students or postdocs from around here who are joining the program who know the area and know where the good eats. Everybody knows Super Rico, Taco Rico, or whatever it's called. It's a popular Mexican place.
They changed ownership.
Hmm?
I think they changed ownership.
So not as good as it used. Not as good as it used to be. Okay.
They use much lard and stuff.
Okay. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. All right.
Okay. Enjoy yourself.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.